In a world full of distractions, there is one big question on every dog owner's lips.
How do I become more than just the person holding the other end of the leash?
We all get dogs with a dream in mind, a vision of the future. And if right now your everyday reality isn't quite that picture you had in mind, you are in the right place.
It really doesn't have to be this way.
You absolutely can and will be more to your dog than just the person who gets in between them and the world.
The key is you need to be more sexy.
More sexy than the neighbourhood cats.
More sexy than the jogger in the park.
More sexy than that half-eaten hamburger they just found on the floor.
And yes, even more sexy than the dog across the road.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Lauren.
Together we're Absolute Dogs.
And you're listening to the Sexier Than a Squirrel podcast. Hello and welcome to the Sexier Than a Squirrel podcast, the podcast that gives you real life dog training results and sometimes people training results. So Justin, we're going to start. We're going to have like a motivation, like literally go crazy tips tennis, what we do to stay the most energized, motivated and top of our game people that can be out there.
Over to you. Well, first of all, thank you. And hello to everyone out there. High fives all the way around. So the first thing I would say is exactly that. Be enthusiastic, be energetic, because one of those things, we often look externally for energy, right? We look for others to give it to us. We look for activities, but a lot of it resonates within. So getting motivated, it never hurts to have a partner like Lauren out there who's always going to hype you up too. But in general, look inside, get excited about things. Don't do what most people do when you say, wake up in the morning, how you doing? I'm fine. Be like, I feel freaking awesome.
That's amazing.
Exactly. That alone exerts energy, which is contagious, and it will start that cycle in you to pump you up automatically.
So Justin, how are you feeling right now?
Amazing, Lauren. I'm feeling amazing. And I'm psyched up and I love doing these things. So thank you.
We want to know how you feel. We want to know how you are doing. And remember, we are taking awesome, amazing, and all of the other things, even if you've got to sometimes fake it till you make it. Now, my next tip is get moving in some way, like whether it's a bit of an air sprint, whether it's some jumping jacks, whether it's getting on the Peloton, which actually, Justin, you introduced me to, whether it is taking some exercise, a breath of fresh air, whether you're limited in your mobility, so you have to maybe adapt that in some way. Do what you can, focus on what you can, and take some level of activity. I think some level of activity is going to just make it all so much better.
Absolutely. And one of my favorites, my go-to that I didn't hear you mention there was a burpee. Now, they're a pain to do.
No, like Justin, I struggle. You know what? This is one thing I banned my PT from doing. He's not allowed. I will not do one. They are so, so interesting. I'm so pleased that you love them.
Absolutely. No, I understand. Trust me, I'm not a lover of it. It's not one of those things I did the first time was like, heck yeah, I want to do this every day. But getting into it more and more, it is such a great way to generate energy. So basically, all you do for those that have never done it is you stand up, you jump up, you lean forward, you get in basically a push-up position, do a push-up, push yourself up and do it again.
Go on, Justin, show everyone once more.
You go up, you basically hinge the hips, you drop down, you do a push-up, you push yourself up and you do it again. And it is a great way to generate energy automatically. Now, the first couple of times you're going to do it, you're going to go, whew, I'm done after two. That's great. You can do one. If you struggle doing push-ups, do them on your knees. Do whatever. Just do it once and try it, because it really is a great way to generate energy and to get your momentum going. And I guess it's where the whole point of energy is momentum, right? It's creating something that's even bigger than where it is. I mean, the first law of thermodynamics is energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So you have to harness it. Right. So how are you going to do that? And exercise is a great one. One that I was going to suggest to everybody is breathing. That's something that we often overlook and don't ever think about. Right. We go through life. We're kind of breathing every day. We take a breath in. We look around maybe two or three breaths later and you finally realize, oh, crap, I'm breathing. Well, in order to get better at this is to be cognizant and be aware of how you're breathing. So the first thing I would say is just do a really simple technique. And all you do is you breathe in for four. So you go in one, two, three, four. You hold, breathe out one, two, three, four, five, six. And then do a big exhale at the end there. Do that five or six times. And it's amazing how good you feel after that.
I love it. I actually love it. We're thinking motivation, we're thinking health, we're thinking literally kick start your day. So I think that's another one that I would add in here is actually be intentional about your morning and be intentional about how you kickstart your day. So for me, I'm not a lie-in person, I'll be honest, and I'm not a stay-in-bed person. I imagine none of you could imagine that. I definitely get out early in the morning. However, it doesn't really matter whether you get out early or whether you get out the time you get out. From the point you get out, be intentional about what you want your morning to mean. So whether that be some exercise, what you drink, who you hang out with, who you talk to, or what your plan is, don't get stuck up in other people's sort of business almost. First thing in the morning, be intentional about what your ritual or what your important pieces of the morning are. For me, my important pieces are, I always like to get out with the dogs. That gets me out in nature. I always like to take a bottle of water and I always drink it. And I always get at least 5 comments as to why I'm drinking out of a glass bottle. And isn't it a bit early for that? And I always, always, always try and take some exercise in the morning, whether that be alongside the dogs or with a bike or something like that. And then the other thing I would always try and do is listen to some form of learning, something like a podcast or something on my, like a lesson on my iPad, or like I always try and have some read a book for 10 minutes in the bath or whatever. Like I always try and do something learning based. It's cold enough in the UK to have a bath first thing in the morning. I'm freezing most mornings, so I do jump in. I'm a 10 minute in and read and then done. But whatever it might be, I think give yourself some learning. Those would be some of my morning sort of rituals. How about some of your morning rituals, Justin? And I get up for those people that ask, like, what time do you get up? What time does your day start? Our alarm goes off at 5:30. So that gives me in the morning enough time to do those things. So lots of people are like, I don't have time in the morning. I'm like, neither do I. I have to make time, because if not, if I got up at 7:30, I wouldn't have time either.
Stop Press. It's our brand new book. It's Game on Puppy. And it's not just for puppies.
It's for every dog owner who wants to move from where they are right now to that dream that made them get a dog in the first place. And when you pre-order right now, you also get access to the Perfect Pet Dog online program and a £25 coupon that you can use across the Absolute Dog store. All you've got to do is head to absolutedogs.me/gameonpuppy.
How about some of your morning rituals?
So I agree with everything you're saying. I'm just going to add a couple points to it. So to answer that, I get up about almost the exact same time as you. So I'm roughly about a 5:30 in the morning person, sometimes 5, but usually 5:30. And from there, I usually start my day with gratitude. So that's something new that I've started probably the last 6 months, and to get my energy going, because I noticed a lot of the time I was getting out of bed and excited and just jumping into my day. But sometimes it helps to reflect on what you're happy about, because it sets the intention and the mood for the day overall. So I usually start with a 5 or 6 things that I'm grateful for. And then almost always I get up and work out. So whether it's biking on the Peloton, like Lauren was talking about, or running, I'm training for the London Marathon next year, or, you know, just doing any sort of activity out there. I love getting moving and being active as much as possible. And so that for me is really the foundation of it. And then after that, I make sure, which is new for me, because this is not something I used to do on a regular basis, is I make sure I take care of my kids in the morning. Because now that COVID hit, I was traveling all the time before that. Since then, I've been more at home and stuff like that. I've really realized how important that time is. And so for me, taking that time to spend with my kids and Kelly for a little bit, my wife during the morning, is really nice way to set my day and set the tone. And I know that now I'm ready to go. And I usually start my actual day with work about 7:45 every morning. That's how I start.
Super nice. And I don't know, Justin, when you think about a few things that you might be grateful for, let's just do a quick grateful tennis. So we literally go across a couple of things we're grateful for. I'm grateful for the open space around me. Like, I have the most amazing open space. I live in a really beautiful part of the world. I wake up grateful just looking out at the open moorland and the rural space that we live in. How about you?
Yeah, I'm grateful for my family, because it's one of those things that I can take for granted very easily. And if I don't, you know, I need to be much more aware of it. So I'm definitely grateful for my family and all that they bring. How about you, Lauren?
Absolutely that. And in heaps. Like, that is a massive thing. And let's widen the family and say the community. So we have an incredible community, and I wake up feeling appreciated. And I wake up feeling gratitude to the energy that is created in this community. So the Absolute Dogs community being insanely freaking cool.
I'm just going to piggyback on that. I'm going to say I'm grateful for this opportunity. right? Being part of this community, working with you, having friendship with you, all that kind of stuff has been fantastic. So I'm grateful for all that.
Yeah, I love it. No, I do. I truly, truly love it. I'm grateful for, as well, the team that surround us. So as well as the community, we have an incredible team. We were chatting earlier, earlier this week on the teams that sort of make all these things happen. And I think that the team is not just the team that everyone sees here. The team is so much bigger, so much wider, like literally they make stuff happen. So let's show a load of gratitude. Go on, last one, Justin, last gratitude moment. And this is something actually important to acknowledge. You don't want to go gratitude until you like being ridiculous about it. Like you do want to be genuine in your gratitude, right? Like sometimes you're like, I'm grateful for the ceiling. No, like you kind of, you don't want to. And I've kind of played around with this with Eliza, and I can do like 2, 3. And if I really push it, then she'll go into like lollipop land. And you just need to like be genuine in it. Go on, one more, Justin.
Absolutely. I'll make this one kind of fun. I'm grateful for green tea. I love green tea.
Yes.
And it's a great way to start my day. And it's one of those things that if I don't have it, I get kind of worried about. So I'm grateful for green tea.
Now, I just had a really, really, really quick update. We got 19 minutes, buddy. Let's go. So
we're crushing it.
We are crushing it. We are literally crushing it. So we're intentional about our mornings. We've got loads of gratitude. We literally are pretty motivated. And I'm going to say the next one to help us stay motivated is being aware of our language and being aware of the things that we reaffirm again and again and again, potentially accidentally and potentially not even aware of. The things that we say to ourselves, the things that we accidentally get stuck in, be aware of that language. I've got to do this. No, you get to do this. Or, oh, I'm having a really tough day. It's a bit stretching, more stretching than you fancy. Like, I think that like our language is powerful and our language is meaningful and our language defines us some days and defines what we're going to do and we get to do. What do you think, Justin?
I think you're 100% right. And I'm just going to use an example. So my daughter watches a show called Bluey. It's a cartoon. It's a really cute dog show. So for those that haven't seen it yet, it's basically it's a Disney cartoon about a blue heeler. And they use the term dauber one day. And in the US, we don't use that. It's tattletailing. But dauber.
What are both of these words? I'm like, I don't know either of these words.
So it's an Australian show because so you may not know this, but your audience down there will definitely know this. But dauber is basically a tattletale and it's someone who narcs on someone else. So like you catch someone doing something and you tell on them. That's
you're
what
using
I mean.
So many words that I'm not even aware of. I think what he means is a tell pit.
Yes, there we go. See, we are crossing the world right now. That was a giant world moment. Yes. We went north, we went south, we went east, we went west. We covered it all.
Yeah, literally like telltale. You like, yeah.
Yes. And it's funny because the word dauber, I never heard it before, but you can't say it without smiling. It just sounds goofy. Like it sounds made up and like just dauber. It just sounds, it's like a goofy word. So yes, what words you choose to use are 100% relevant and how you say them, right? Like you had mentioned before, even if you say something like, I have the opportunity to, or you say, I have the opportunity to, it means a lot. Right? It's context. It's how you say it. And it's the way you express yourself. And so if you're going,
I've got to do this. And I'm like, no, you get to do this. Like some people would be killing it. Like they would desperately want to do what you get to do.
Absolutely.
Like, huge.
And it's funny because, you know, you've got a daughter, I've got 3 kids. And it's very funny because at least my kids don't seem to get that sometimes. They'll be like, oh, they always go, oh, you know, before they say anything, like we have to go to the store. Oh, you know, whatever.
Literally the thing, Matt, you've got to giggle at this one. You'll find this funny, Justin. Matt dressing Eliza the other day because she did not want to get out of bed. She was going horse riding. She still didn't want to get out of bed. She's fast asleep and he's putting her socks on and she's still fast asleep like that way. Although I would not be doing that. And me and him almost had those sort of discussions that you're like, I was like, what are you doing? And literally she's having her socks put on and she's going, oh, what's that? Like you're going horse riding and someone's getting you dressed and you are 10. But it is, isn't it? It's like that.
It is. And it's, it's so funny because it's then you, I try to do the, you know, the old man kind of thing where it's like, well, if you were living so-and-so, they were just, they're lucky to have a meal, you know? And I'm like, well, that's not the right approach. So instead I paint the picture of, look, you're really blessed and lucky to be able to do these things. You don't have to do it, but what are you missing out on? And then it kind of changes the perspective there. But it's funny because anytime I hear the, oh, I'm always like, oh, back.
You got to giggle. You have to giggle. Like, you get to giggle. Okay, Motivation Central. We have got not a lot of minutes left to really make sure we are leaving you inspired and transformed and motivated beyond belief. Always take time to do the things that light you up. Always take time to do the things that you feel passionate about. You've always got time in your day to do those. So whether it be, and don't make it difficult. So don't make it like, for me, something that lights me up is training my dogs. It doesn't mean I need to spend an hour training my dogs. I can spend 3 minutes training my dog. And that's really cool. Another one would be get outside and take a massive, like, deep breath of air. And sometimes in the winter, I don't want to because I don't like the rain. So it would be, okay, let's take myself to something that does make me feel super, some music or something that really, like, lifts me. But you've always got time to do it. And whenever we say, I don't have time for this or I don't have time for that, actually what you're really saying is I don't have time to lift myself up. Actually, we need to prioritize ourselves and do the things that light you up, do the things that you're passionate about. For me, horse riding, dog training, doing the weird one is exercising is almost getting a passion area, which is freaky because I said a long time ago, Justin, I'm like, why don't I like this? And now I do pretty much like it. I wouldn't say I love it. I like it a lot and I miss it if I don't do it. And so do those things that make you feel passionate. Do those things that light you up. Do those things that make you feel a little bit more energized. Do the things that make you feel lighter. Do the things and don't put excuses or things in the way. And if you need to remove a roadblock, then get on and remove it. Don't sit and worry about how you're going to do it.
Absolutely.
How do you feel on that?
I think you're 100% right. The only thing I would add to that is the fact that go out there, and I would push it even further and say once a day, do something outside your comfort zone. Okay. To help stay motivated and everything else, like look at your to-do list for the day. I always start with the things that I'm not as excited about because if they're on the, you know, the top end of the, what I need to get done, because I know that I'm going to be happier when they're done and they're out of the way for the rest of the time.
Justin, give an example of something though quickly that you would do outside your comfort zone.
Outside my comfort zone. I would say one of the big things that I do outside my comfort zone is volunteering at my kid's school. It's way outside my comfort zone, not because I don't like to volunteer or be with my kids. It's just, it's hard to do. You're in there the whole day. It's very time consuming, very exhausting. And everyone wants your attention, right? It's like going to 1,000 kids and you walk the hallways and they all want to talk and do everything, which is a great feeling. But at the end of the day, it's just mentally exhausting. And I know that I'm not going to be as productive afterwards. So that's something that's a little bit outside my comfort zone because I'm not, one, a teacher of that kind with young kids. And two, it's so foreign to me because I'm used to dealing with adults and everything else in my life. Dealing with that many kids, it's a huge energy boost when you're there. And when you're out of it, it's like nap time, flag on the field.
Give me an example of something you might do on a daily basis that might be not as big as like volunteering at a school, but something that might push you outside your comfort zone still.
Absolutely. I would say one of the things that I still feel weird about sometimes are making sales. Like that's one of those things that like, I know I have to do it. I'm an entrepreneur. I do all these things, but sometimes it's very weird. Like I'm way past the stage of like, I'm good at it. I can do it, but it sometimes still feels weird occasionally. And I think that's an important point for those that are out there doing this, wanting to be a dog trainer full time or doing this part time or whatever in their business. I think that's a huge hurdle for a lot of people to overcome. And the best way to do it is just do it. Like it's never one of those things that you wake up and you're like, man, I get to ask someone for money today. Like, maybe you feel that way. I don't usually, but it enables us to do what we do. And I think it's pretty exciting.
And I think the way that I always look at it is, you know what? I could never get involved in selling, say, tobacco or alcohol or things that I don't think are good for people. I think yes. That whenever someone comes to stay on a holiday with us or takes a retreat or does an online course or joins Pro Dog Trainer or, gets to bring their dog to a stay and train, I always feel this is going to be such an amazing experience for them. and they're going to supercharge their life, and they're going to leave so much more motivated, and they're going to feel so much happier, and it's going to add to their day, and they are going to leave in a better space than they came with so many solutions. Like, I feel good with that. Whereas I think if I was sort of doing something I didn't feel was morally good or ethically good, then I don't think that it would, it doesn't feel like you're ever, if you're doing something great. I think when you're doing something great and you're passionate about what you do, it's going to feel great, right?
Yeah, I think it's a really big part of it. And when you are tied to it in some regard like that, right? Well, not only you believe in it, but you feel ethically involved and you feel like it's part of your purpose. Absolutely.
Go on. One more thing that you think helps you to be the motivated man that you are, Justin.
I think diet is a huge piece of it too, right? Yeah. It's one of those things. Like sleep, I'm going to say that that's a huge one for me, but I've beaten that one to death. So I'm not going to talk about that all the time. But I think diet's really important. It's how you feed this engine too, right? So if you wake up every day and you've got donuts and coffee in your diet, I'm not saying that I wouldn't love to do that sometimes, but every day that's probably not the best thing for you. So
very quick one though, when you had pizza and I was like, so how much pizza did you have, Justin? You were like, I had a slice. And I'm like, oh God, Justin. You make me mad. You make me mad because there's me like 10 slices later. So Justin, you are pretty good at your food. Give us maybe a couple of like achievable examples, because I think you are really on it for food. Like if I could live your lifestyle, food would be one thing that I would love to transform. Go on. Give us a couple of little things we could do.
Sure. You mean be realistic? Yes. Because my wife says I'm a robot and no one can eat like me. So, okay.
Your wife, Kelly, you're a good woman. Go, Justin.
I would say start small, like pick one meal a day that you are going to choose to do something differently, and think about eating more greens, think about eating more fruits, and think about eating vegetables with that. Fruits and vegetables combined in some regard, and never feel guilty about trying something new that's good for you. So like, even if you have to put a lot of salad dressing on it, or you want to add a lot of croutons, or you want to add bacon to it or whatever to make it better for you. I'm always a big believer. Just keep taking steps forward, because eventually it will keep that snowball will go down the hill and grow into this gigantic awesomeness that you are and can become. And so start small, start really simple, start with yogurt. If you like yogurt, switch to Greek yogurt. If you like Greek yogurt, switch to high fat, no sugar Greek yogurt. Keep evolving your diet as you get into this, because if you're not used to eating, whatever people call a clean diet or whatever you want to call it, it's hard at first, because a lot of our diets are laced with sugars and a lot of things, added sweeteners and just things in general that aren't necessarily good for you. And so you're kind of addicted to it in some regard, like high caffeine, lots of carbs, all that kind of stuff. And so rather than going cold turkey and say, look, tomorrow I'm only going to do this. Well, that doesn't work either. That's not sustainable. So I always say to start small, pick a single meal, do something, find a recipe that you like. So for instance, if you've never had, artichoke, or you wanted to try Brussels sprouts, or I don't know, whatever it is, find a good recipe, make it for yourself and enjoy it. And if you didn't like it, then try something else next time. But at least you're starting to change the way you make decisions. You're starting to think differently about food. And most importantly, if you're starving, think about what nourishes you, not what is a quick fix. Like a candy bar is fantastic sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Sounds great. But is it really going to sustain you?
Doesn't nourish you. Brilliant, 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 brilliant stuff, Justin. And I know, God, we are on a fast motivational tour here. I've got two things I definitely want to say, and I know that we'll say them, and you may have two as well. So we've got to be ready for this. One is hydration. Hydrate, 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 hydrate. Justin is amazing at this. And I definitely am a lot better than I used to be. I probably would drink, today I'm on 3 liters today. So I would say literally that would be my thing. And I'm going to be really open with everyone here. Sometimes that frustrates me because I'm not near enough a bathroom, and I'm like, because I definitely, the more I drink, the more that naturally you do need to go to the bathroom. But I definitely think hydration has got better. I need to go to the bathroom less. And I think that talking to the audience I know we've got here, I think they'll be able to relate to this. I think hydration is massive. We don't need to preach on this. Like you said, it's one of those things that we all know about. We need to find ways of doing more. Justin, one more here, I think that everybody needs to know about. And I think this is really power in keeping us motivated. Hydration, because we feel better. Learning keeps us alive. Learning keeps us motivated. Whether you're picking your next opportunity to learn, whether you're getting hold of a badge, whether you're getting hold of some products, or whether you are taking on Pro Dog Trainer, or whether you're taking on another form of learning that you haven't already with us, whatever it might be, I think everybody needs to have some learning, because learning for me is growth, and growth is staying alive, right? What do you think, Justin?
Well, I couldn't summarize any better. So yes, I agree 100%. And I would just say that, you know, it's a great excuse if you drink a lot and you work in an office building. It gives you a big bonus, because if you're peeing all the time, you get to get out of meetings all the time. Leave early. Exactly. See, there's a bonus to this. So not only do you feel better, you get out of bad meetings.
You get out of bad meetings. I've never thought about it like that. Like, incredible opportunity. And I just think that learning, so many people, when you get to, like, I don't know, you hit 18 and you think you're kind of done with school, and then you kind of get to your 21 and you think you're done with university and you've done with learning. I think as soon as we're done with learning, we're done with life. Like, I personally believe that learning is life and life is learning. And the lessons that we have and that we get and that we get to think on and grow in and achieve, I just think learning is really powerful stuff. And I really believe that from a point of motivation, we need to keep learning.
Absolutely. And it's how we evolve, right? If you stay the same thing and keep believing the same stuff over and over again, you're not evolving with the times and evolving into new things. And so I think that's incredibly important. And learning can be fun. I think one of the things that we forget is that we associate it with a bad time we had in school, or we didn't like this certain class, and I don't like science. Well, just because you don't like it once doesn't mean you're not going to like it the rest of your life. There's so many cool, the neat part about the internet in particular is there's a million things, topics out there, right, that you can learn or think about and see things differently, because there's a lot of people like you that may not have liked science, and they said, you know what, screw that, I want to find a new way to like it. Well, follow things, try something new, reach out to someone that you haven't reached out to in a while that is relatable on feeling the same way you are, you know, whatever it is, like whatever topic it is, and try to learn the way they learned, you know, try to think differently, because today's world, there's a million opportunities to do a trillion things. So don't slow down, always keep learning, and find a way to learn at your pace and at your like knowledge level, right? So like, if you're trying to learn physics, don't take physics 504, you know, start at physics 101, or even step back a notch and start working your way back up.
Make it achievable, right, Justin? Because I think so often, like, as we get older, we might lose confidence in ourselves or in our learning. And actually, that's the time to make it achievable and to make it doable and to make it something that everyone can reach out and have a go at, right?
Absolutely. And celebrate afterwards. Like, that's the best part.
Yes, like, come on. Some of these celebrations, let's just quickly do a bang, 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 bang. Matt and I went out to a really cool steak restaurant the other day as a celebration to winning. I drank champagne. It was amazing. I loved it. And I think we should celebrate a bit more. What was yours? Go on, a celebration.
Absolutely. So we celebrated last week, launching a bunch of new stuff. And I will tell you that we went out and I actually had ice cream and a milkshake at once.
No.
Yep.
That was big.
Didn't even feel guilty.
That was big. That was big. Go on. What flavor ice cream?
So I'm a big coconut person. So it was coconut, but it had chocolate chips in it. And it had, what else was in there? Oh, cookie bits. It was nice. Really good.
Really nice. And celebration, next celebration that we would have, and I'm picking some big ones, but we can do some small ones too. Small one might be as simple as don't leave me hanging. That one. So it could be that one. Or Eliza, we celebrated Eliza's birthday by, and this was, we bought her a horse riding experience for her birthday. And the horse riding experience was a celebration of life, a celebration of Eliza being at 10, and a celebration of actually being together, an experience rather than physical gifts. I love the idea that we give people experiences. Maybe we give people a course, or maybe we give people an experience, or maybe we give people some learning. Or I love that idea. I much prefer that than stuff, if that makes sense. So yeah, another celebration, Justin.
I think traveling for me is a huge one. It doesn't have to be like somewhere exotic like Costa Rica. It can be to somewhere else in the United States, or it could be next door. It could be wherever, you know, going somewhere outside where you go all the time is really fun. Getting away for me is like the pinnacle of celebration. I love to go places, and any chance I get an opportunity to do that, I will celebrate it all the way.
Justin, I've loved it.
I've loved it too, Lauren. Thank you so much. Good luck to everyone out there, and continue enjoying your learning today.
Learning Central, go get them.
Stop right there.
Before you go, guys, have you pre-ordered your copy of Game On Puppy? Because when you do, you're going to get some exclusive bonuses gifts from us. The first one, the perfect pet dog program.
Literally worth over £47. You're going to get this included as soon as you purchase your copy of Game On Puppy, because we want to give you all of the tips, tricks, hacks, secrets that we know to creating the perfect pet dog. It's a digital course. It's an online course. You can access it all over the world. And it's our video program of what we do with dogs to create our perfect pet dog.
And the second thing that you're going to get is a £25 voucher from us that you can use in the Absolute Dog store against anything digital. So guys, all you got to do is head to absolutedogs.me/gameonpuppy, pre-order your copy, let us know that you pre-ordered your copy, and we'll get those exclusive bonuses to you.